Now, yesterday we brought you news that rail bosses think it is possible to reopen the Portishead-Bristol rail line. A year-long feasibility study by Network Rail put the likely cost at the thick end of £37 million, with the work to reinstate the line possibly starting in 2015. The Conservative Deputy Leader of North Somerset Council, Elvin Ap Rees, told Drive last night that the Council was now keen to discuss a funding package with the government.
It's a very positive step forward in terms of showing that reopening the rail line would be feasible. It's looked at all the engineering issues and the infrastructure requirements to actually operate a passenger train service, and although the bottom line is £38.9 million, it does show that it would cut the journey time from, well, I don't know, over an hour for most people to around 17 minutes. So, you know, hopefully that will convince the Department for Transport to come up with some money once we get this recession out of the way.
Yeah.
We will obviously continue the work, looking at a construction date starting in somewhere around about late 2015. And the hope is that that will be far enough ahead for the problems that we've got with funding at the moment to disappear. So, you know, we do have a positive report on this. I mean, the recommendation to the DfT stands on firm ground, you know, we need to continue the work.
Well, this news follows a long campaign for that line to be reopened. Incidentally, that was Elvin Ap Rees talking to Ben on Drive last night. The campaign's been led by the Portishead Railway Group, and Peter Malafant is from the group and joins us on Breakfast this morning. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Do you see this as a significant move forward?
Yeah, this is excellent news. Firstly, that the report's been completed by Network Rail, but also that the recommendations in it are so attractive.
In what way attractive?
Well, the previous report, this is a long process that's grinding through here. The previous report gave a list of six possible levels of service, ranging from a very basic service from Portishead into Bristol once an hour upwards. And the great news is that the preferred option in this report is the one giving the best service for Portishead, Pill and Eastleigh Gordano.
Mm. It does all sound very positive. We saw that passenger train coming a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? Albeit very, very slowly, but it proves the thing can be done. It just seems amazing to many people that it's going to cost, what, 37 million pounds to get it up and running to the level that it needs to be at.
Yes, the costs continually surprise us. There's a fair amount factored into that cost for contingency and so on, and costs have rocketed over the last 10 years for all rail projects, and there's a little bit of an unknown because there's not much history of reopening old lines, so I guess there's a degree of caution by those that are responsible for putting realistic costs together.
Yeah, the last thing you want is that cost sort of bludgeoning and getting bigger as you go through the process, and then perhaps being called off at the last minute. But you've got the freight service already there now. That opened in, what, 2002, didn't it, Vera? Which is a great start. You want to get this into Portishead and get the speeds up, which is the main thing, to get a genuine commuter train running.
Yes, that's right. And that's where a lot of the cost is going to go, because whilst the existing track into Portbury Docks is only 10 years old, it was only built for slow-moving freight trains and, as a result, was laid pretty cheaply. And, in fact, pretty much all of it is going to have to be relaid in order to make it safe and acceptable for much higher-speed passenger services.
Yeah, when you've got Elvin Ap Rees and so on sort of making very positive noises and trying to get the government involved, it just comes down to money now, doesn't it? It's all very well saying, let's wait until this recession passes, but, you know, we're seeing massive cuts happening this week. I mean, is it realistic to talk about a line like this, which is low down everybody else's priority, very high on ours, but very low on everybody else's, to hope that this money is forthcoming?
Well, that's going to be the biggest concern going forward. I have to say, we've been campaigning for this for more than 10 years now, and, you know, congratulations are due to North Somerset to get it this far, really, with a lot of work and money. The timescales that were referred to there, you know, construction starting in 2015, possibly first trains by January 2017. That's a long way off, and we'd love to see it happen sooner. But I suppose the good thing in it being that far away is hopefully the worst effects of the current recession will have been long gone by the time we get to that point.
Yeah. And the green credentials are vital, aren't they, in a way? It just, I mean, on the surface of it, it just seems barking that you've got this commuter town with a heck of a lot of people going back and forward to Bristol, and there's no commuter rail line there. I mean, very few other towns serving cities of this size would be in that position around the country.
Absolutely right. I mean, I think Liam Fox described Portishead as the biggest cul-de-sac in the country. And yeah, with a journey time of just 17 minutes possible, there'll be people sat on the A369 trying to get across the Gordano roundabout now, thinking, yeah, well, that's about as long as it's going to take them to get to the roundabout.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed anyway. Slowly, slowly, but it's moving forward, Peter. It hasn't been written off. That's the good news.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.